जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद We're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16. The Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan. Starting from the text number 202. Say no kachari, Prabhu, Ayla, Panihati, Navikere, Paraila, Nijakripasati. Seno Kachari, Prabhu Ayla Panihati. Navikere, Paraila, Nijakripasati. Seno Kachari, Prabhu Ayla Panihati. Navikeri paraila nija kripa shati.
Navikeri paraila nija kripa shati.
Next.
Sena kachari prabhu ala pani hati.
Sena kachari prabhu ala pani hati.
Navikeri paraila nija kripa shati.
Navikeri paraila nija kripa shati.
Kachari Prabhu Ayla Panihati
Navikere Paraila Nija Kripa Sati
Navikere Paraila Nija Kripa Sati
Senao Kachari Prabhu Ayla Panihati
Senao Kachari Prabhu Ayla Panihati
Navikere Paraila Nija Kripa Sati
Navikere Paraila Nija Kripa Sati
Paraila nija kripa sati.
Senao kachari prabhu ayla panihati.
Navikere paraila nija kripa sati.
Senao kachari.
Senao kachari.
Boarding the same boat.
Boarding the same boat.
Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayla. Reached. Panihati.
The
place named Panihati.
Navikere.
The captain of the boat.
Paraila.
He put on. Nijakripashati. His own used clothes as special mercy.
His own used clothes as special mercy.
Translation. The Lord finally reached Panihati, and as an act of mercy, he gave the captain of the boat one of his personal garments. Prabhu Ayla Bali Loki Haila Kolahala Manushya. Oh, we chant together? Okay. Prabhu Ayla Bali Loki Ayla Kolahala Manushya Bali La Sabati Vajavasala. The place named Panihati was located on the bank of the Ganges. After hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all kinds of men assembled both on land and on the water. Purport. The village of Panihati is situated on the banks of the Ganges near Kardaha. Raghava Pandita Asi Prabhula Nagela Ateya Teloke Bide Kastishira Nala. At length, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken away by Raghava Pandita. There was a great crowd assembled along the way, and the Lord reached Raghava Pandita's residence with great difficulty. Ekadina Prabhu Tatha Kalila Nivasa Rahim Kumarina Vayaman Kivasa. The Lord stayed at Raghava Pandita's place for only one day. The next morning, he went to Kumarahata, where Srivas Thakur lived. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The present name of Kumarahata is Halisahara. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Srivas Thakur, due to separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, left Navadvip and went to Halisahara to live. From Kumarahata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kanchanapalli, known as Kancharapada, where Sivananda Sen lived. After staying 2 days at Sivananda's house, the Lord went to the house of Vasudeva Datta. From there, he went to the western side of Navadvip, to the village called Vidyanagara. From Vidyanagara, he went to Kuliagram and stayed at Madhava Dasa's house. He stayed there 1 week and excused offenses of Devananda and others. Due to Kaviraja Goswami's mentioning the name Shantipuracharya, some people think that Kulia is a village near Kancharapada. Due to this mistaken idea, they invented another place known as New Kuliarapata. Actually, such a place does not exist. Leaving the house of Vasudeva Datta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Advaita Acharya. From there, he went to the western side of Navadvip, to Vidyanagara, and stayed at the house of Vidyavachaspati. These accounts are given in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, Chaitanya Chandradayam Nataka, and Chaitanya Charita Kavya. Sri Kaviraja Goswami has not vividly described this entire tour. Therefore, on the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita, some unscrupulous people have invented a place called Kuliyarapata near Kancharapada. Shiva Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kaupataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ajanu Lambita Bujau Kanakavadatu Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalai Taksha Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palu Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavatara. Antah pravishya mama vachim mamam prasuptam sanjeevaya takila shakti darasvadamna anyam shasta charana shravana tvagadim pranannam bhagavate purushaya tuvim svasyastu vishvasya kalah prasita tam nyayantu bhutani shivam mithodiya manascha badram vajata tadokshati avishitam nomati avyahaitu ki. by reading the description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel from Sri Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, but ultimately, as we know, this time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not be able to go to Vrindavan. And in fact, his real intention was to visit Navadvip. And this particular episode of his life, we see how his strategy, which he developed while staying in Navadvip, really worked. Because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Navadvip and started his Harinam Sankirtan and his glorious mission to give people love of God, in the most atheistic place in India at that time, which was infested by logicians of all kinds and basically very atheistically minded people, rich, opulent, but totally devoid of devotion towards the Lord, not even having a trace of appreciation to the devotion of the Lord. And in one sense, it was a success because many people joined him and there was tumultuous kirtans in the city. But at the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that there is a deeply rooted offensiveness. This offensiveness was actually quite prominent because before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtana movement, the atheistic people of Navadvip hated Vaishnavas. They were threatening Srivast Thakur to drown his house in the Ganges. They were really offending Vaishnavas left and right and throwing some meat and wine near Srivast Thakur's house and so on and so forth. The general mood in Navadvip was not very favorable, not at all. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the greatest pandit of the time, started his Sankirtana movement, the offensiveness towards Vaishnavas subsided to a certain extent. It was not so acute as before. Before, Vaishnavas was a minority. Most of the people were Shaktas, and they were engaged in all kinds of activities. Shaktas and tantrics, they were engaged in all of, kind of tamasic rituals to amass their wealth and everything else. So anyway, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose reputation was so high, who was the pride of the town, was the pride of the Navadvip, because he defeated Keshava Kashmiri. And every pandit of Navadvip was actually afraid of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he became a Vaishnava, the mood changed slightly. It was not the same offensiveness which was there before, but in reality the offensiveness went little down. It was undercovered, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could sense that his mission is not really working in Navadvip, he devised a strategy. We all know the episode when he was offended by his own students. His own students told him, you know, who you think you are, why you're chanting this Gopi, 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 you should chant Krishna, and so on and so forth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to take sannyas, because at that time sannyas was a very honorable position and everyone was appreciating sannyasis, and you know, by custom they had to take them seriously. So in other words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to try in another place. In the same vein, Srila Prabhupada Somebody asked him, Srila Prabhupada, why did you come to America? Why did you start your mission in America? And Srila Prabhupada said, my God brothers went to Germany, my God brothers went to England, and they failed. And I thought, let me go to America. If I fail, at least I fail differently than there. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in exactly the same logic, he decided to start from the new, from the scratch, in a different place, in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, he met a tremendous success. In Jagannath Puri, King Prataparudra in particular, first of all, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his mission in Jagannath Puri by converting Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya into Vaishnava, which was not a small achievement. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was practically Shiksha Guru of the king and his main advisor and the main pandit of the city. And then ultimately, King Prataparudra himself, he was converted. And not in a small way converted. King Prataparudra became his ardent devotee. He was so devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much so that he actually he issued an order, a law in the city that in every village of Orissa there should be a temple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Maharaja Prataparudra was so heartbroken that he basically gave up his kingdom. He wanted to go to Vrindavan immediately. When he heard the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he started rolling on the ground and crying. And then he decided to go to Vrindavan. He put his son on the throne of the kingdom and put a very plain clothes and took the deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started traveling to Vrindavan. Unfortunately, he became so sick because of his emotional state that he stayed nearby Jagannath Puri, and actually in a few years he left his body. The rest of his life he devoted entirely to his worship, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his murti form. And it is very interesting, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described when Maharaja Prataparudra first saw the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He hasn't even seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He only saw the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who arrived from Bengal. During the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival to Jagannath Puri, Maharaja Prataparudra was busy in a war with Vijayanagar Empire, with the king Krishnadevaraya. He was fighting in the south because of some dispute. And actually he was defeated by unfair means by Krishnadevaraya, and he had to make a truce with him. In any case, he was far away. He was engaged in this very intense warfare. And later, a couple of years later, he arrived to Jagannath Puri, and he already heard from so many people about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was expecting to see him. And of course, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya himself was telling him that this is God himself. This is the Lord of the universe who came and resides in your kingdom. Can you imagine how lucky you are? You cannot even imagine this. So please try to understand what was the state of mind of Maharaja Prataparudra. if somebody would say that Lord himself is living in Alachua by some good luck, you probably would like to see him. So So, but the first he saw all the devotees from Bengal who arrived to Jagannath Puri, and he wanted to know the names of all the devotees. He was so anticipating his meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wanted to know everything in every detail about the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya, Ramananda Roy, they went to the roof of the palace of the king. And for the first time, King Prataparudra saw the Harinam Sankirtan. He saw this very unusual event because King Prataparudra himself, he said that, "I've seen many modes of worship of Lord Jagannath." Lord Jagannath was very famous. People were coming from all over India and they were worshipping him in a very different ways. You know, it's Hinduism. Hinduism means you do whatever you, you know. So many different rituals, so many different ways of worshipping the Lord. And of course, King Prataparudra was quite privy to this. He knew and he has seen different kirtans, different ways of worshipping the Lord. But for the first time, he saw Bengali followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing this Prem Sankirtan. They were going through the streets of Jagannath Puri and they were all effulgent. They were extremely beautiful and they were full of love. They were following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chanting the holy names with such love. Then Maharaja Prataparudra, standing on the roof of his palace, he said, "I've never seen such effulgence, I've never seen such beauty, I've never seen such dance, and I've never experienced such love." That was his first experience of first encounter with the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his anticipation grew hundreds of times. He wanted to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his logic was, if his followers are so beautiful, so effulgent, so full of love, dancing so nicely, then what would be like their leader, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself? So, and finally, we all know the story. Finally, after a lot of, you know, a lot of problems, he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu due to Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They arranged their meetings. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one point, he embraced Maharaja Prataparudra in the garden of Jagannath Vallabha. When Maharaja Prataparudra, dressed in a very simple clothes, was chanting the verses from Gopi Git, Jayati Tedi Kam Jan Manavraja. So he was chanting these verses, and at one point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing very well that this is Maharaja Prataparudra, whom he before refused flatly to meet, but at that point, by listening to these verses of Gopi Git, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he jumped up and he started embracing Maharaja Prataparudra. When Maharaja Prataparudra was chanting the ninth verse of Gopi Git, Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasapaham sravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinantiye Buridajana. The verse which is describing that those people who are Burida, who are really munificent, who are really magnificent, who want to do something good for the people in general, they go around the world and they chant the holy name and they speak about Krishna. And they do Krishna Katha. So at that point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't contain himself. He jumped up and he started embracing Maharaja Prataparudra, saying, Buridajana, 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 you are the most munificent. You are the most generous person in the world because you gave me this love of God. And of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this love of God in his heart. But at the moment when he embraced Maharaja Prataparudra, Maharaja Prataparudra experienced such amazing feelings. He finally understood what is the meaning of Gopi Git. He was chanting the Gopi Git. He knew Gopi Git by heart. He knew Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, it is said he was a very learned scholar. It is said that he knew the whole Srimad Bhagavatam by heart. Every day before starting his duties, he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Sankshep Ramayan. That was his custom. Before, even during the war, before going to the war, he would just first recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. But what happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself embraced him, he really understood what is Srimad Bhagavatam all about. Because we may know theoretically Srimad Bhagavatam. We may know it even by heart. But to know it practically means to have love of God. So at this point, Maharaja Prataparudra was completely converted. He was 100% converted and he became the devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he realized that's God himself. Nobody else can do this. Actually, when he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is this? When he first saw this Sankirtan party of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is this? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya answered, Chaitanyara Srishti, a Prema Sankirtan. This is the creation, the invention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Srishti, a Prema Sankirtan. So he experienced this Prema, which is the most precious gift ever given to the humanity. So he became the ardent follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, Jagannath Puri temple is basically the only temple which still to this day people worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. It's among the well-established ancient temples of India. That's the only temple which officially recognizes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the incarnation of God. And since that time, Maharaja Prataparudra, he basically announced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God himself. He proclaimed this all over Orissa. He said, he issued this order that in every city and village there should be the temple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and everyone should worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this news reached Navadvip. Can you imagine what was the reaction of the inhabitants of Navadvip? They were really, first they were amazed. You know, if somebody from Alachio would go somewhere, and not somewhere, not anywhere, it's Jagannath Puri. It's the center of spirituality at that time. And being recognized to such an extent. And naturally people started thinking, maybe he was God. We didn't understand this when he was living with us. Yeah, he was unusual. He was very tall. He knew Shastras very well. He could defeat everyone in debate. But we never thought that maybe he was God. It's an interesting idea. It's an interesting turn. And they started really thinking about this. And they were getting news, more and more news. Devotees from Bengal would come back to Bengal and they would tell what is happening in Orissa. you know, the honor and respect with which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed in Orissa, it's really hard to imagine, because when he at this particular episode, instance of his life, when he started traveling to Bengal from Jagannath Puri, Maharaja Prataparudra, again, he ordered that in every village where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay, would be a separate house built for him, for his travel. There would be supply of Jagannath Mahaprasad, fresh Jagannath Mahaprasad brought to this particular house for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's not supposed to eat anything but Jagannath Mahaprasad. So the couriers were going from Jagannath Puri, you know, rushing to all these little towns where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ultimately reached Katak, Katak was the capital of Orissa at that time. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached this town or this city, Maharaja Prataparudra himself personally came to see him. And when he was leaving, Maharaja Prataparudra said to all his wives, and he had 30 wives, he had quite a, you know, quite a few wives. So he put them all on the elephants, and all the wives and he himself and the elephant, they were following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for quite a distance to express their honor and appreciation and, you know, whatnot, the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going through this, through Orissa, and ultimately, as we read in this section, in these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he reached Panihati. He went by the seashore, basically, in Orissa. Not exactly seashore, but following more or less the seashore. He reached Ganga, where Ganga, the Hooghly River, one of the branches of Ganga, is confluence of this Hooghly River with the ocean. And then he started going up, along the bank of Ganga. And of course, that's another story which was described just before this section, where it's already not Orissa. That is already a Muslim state ruled by one completely debauchee ruler who was drunkard. You know, he's a Muslim and he's a drunkard. It's, you know, being a Muslim is, it's dangerous enough. But if on the top of it you're a drunkard, it's something very, very unusual. So, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that just by hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this drunken Muslim was converted. This drunkard Muslim, you know, ultimately met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Why was I born as a Muslim? Why I was not born as a Hindu?" He started regretting his fate. That was the influence and the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who converted this Muslim even before the Muslim saw him. He just heard from his spy that there is a saintly person who is about to enter his kingdom. And just by hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and about his influence over the people, this Muslim became a devotee, basically. He was ready to shave up and, you know, keep his sikha. He gave up drinking, which is not a, you know, small deal. So, of course, you know, the rumor mill was working at that time, even without internet, very nicely. So all this event were conveyed to the inhabitants of not only Navadvip, but Bengal. And basically the first place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Bengal was Panihati. And not without a reason, not just by coincidence, because Panihati, just a couple of years back, before that, just 2 years before that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu. And he told Nityananda Prabhu, don't come here. Stay in Bengal. He told him very sternly, don't come to Jagannath Puri. Your place is Bengal. This is your Prabhudatta Desh. This is where you're supposed to preach. And Nityananda Prabhu, he started his preaching mission from Panihati. Panihati was the first place which was completely, totally converted into Vaishnava faith. Before that, both in Orissa and in Bengal, Buddhism was quite prominent. It is said that in Saptagram, which is near Panihati, the place where actually Suvarnavaniks, the caste from which Srila Prabhupada is born, are very prominent, which was also converted completely by Nityananda Prabhu. He converted 20,000 Buddhist monks, if I'm not mistaken, and equal number of Buddhist nuns or something like this. Some immense, enormous amount of monks and nuns. You know, if there was so many monks and nuns, how many lay followers of Buddhism were there? in this city of Saptagram. So this place was not really Vaishnava people. There were all kinds of different people, including Buddhists and so on and so forth. But Nityananda Prabhu, he started his preaching mission in Bengal in Panihati. And Panihati became 100% population Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava followers. Can you imagine how they greeted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he finally arrived? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically Nityananda Prabhu, who sent as his envoy back to Bengal, he was preparing the ground for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back to Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to come back in a different capacity. Before that, he was just a local boy, you know, a special local boy, but nobody so special. When he became so famous in Orissa, then Bengali people became very proud of him. He became the pride of the land. And by becoming the pride of the land, he knew that he would make a great impact on the local people. Before that, they couldn't appreciate him. They heard his kirtan. Can you imagine? He was going through the streets of Navadvip and he was performing his kirtan. But, you know, many people were impressed, but not that impressed. But this time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making his return to West Bengal, to Bengal, and basically to Navadvip, with this specific idea to turn all these very hardcore atheists into Vaishnavas, And he is very successful because even in Panihati, it is said here in these verses which we read, in Panihati there were thousands of people greeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many people that they would not even, you know, they were not even only on the land. It is said specifically here that so many people went into the river to greet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in anticipation, and because probably there was no space, there was no room in the land. You know, it was so packed. That was the bank of Ganga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives in his boat, and, you know, there are thousands and thousands of people, millions of people greeting him. And all are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and shouting, Hare Bol, and doing so many things. It is actually said in one of the biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the crowds, wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, when he first arrived to Bengal, the crowds were so big that he had to travel from place to place at night, when people would sleep a little bit, and then he had to sneak out of the house and go to another place. And then people would discover his new location and flock there. So that was his way of traveling in Bengal. He was so immensely popular and distributing his mission, the holy name which is connected with love of God. So that's what I started this class, that strategy which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed while being in Navadvip proved to be successful. He really achieved his mission, and he became the talk of the town when he came back to Bengal. But it's very interesting that he first, as it is described here in these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he first came to Panihati and met with Raghava Pandit, who was his very strong and staunch devotee, with his sister. And he stayed for only one day in Raghava Pandit's house. And after that, he went straight to Kumarahata. And Kumarahata was the place from which was the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, of course, we know is the spiritual master guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. It is said that he took the clay from the place where Ishwarapuri was born and was taking this clay little by little every day just to get this energy. Actually, I forget to tell one very interesting detail. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his travel from Jagannath Puri through Orissa towards Bengal and intending to go to Vrindavan, then Maharaja Prataparudra, he issued an order that every place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his bath, the special pillar should be constructed in memory that this is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath on this and this date. And Maharaja Prataparudra said, I myself personally will come to this place and will take bath in this particular place to purify myself. This is just to give some understanding of what was the prestige and honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Orissa. And of course, Bengal was not less due to the groundwork or preaching work of Nityananda Prabhu and everyone else. But what I started talking, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately he went to Kumarhata. And in Kumarhata, the birthplace of Ishwarapuri path, he was staying for the whole week, and he was staying, as it is said here, in the house of Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit, he was, of course, we all know, one of the first devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Actually, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a devotee, while he was still a pandit, and you know, the pride of city Navadvip, once Srivas Pandit, and actually Vaishnavas were very afraid of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They didn't like to deal with him because he was very, you know, he always wanted to engage them in some useless debate, and they were avoiding him. So at one point, Srivas Pandit, who was a Vaishnava, a very deep Vaishnava, he and his three young brothers, they emigrated from Bangladesh, from Sylhet district to Navadvip. And once he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was still a very proud pandit at that time, and he had a flock of disciples behind him, and very proudly he was going, and he had a lot of books in his hands. And Srivas Pandit, he did something very special. He couldn't contain himself. He stopped and he started shouting. And he shouted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh foolish Pandit, you think that you will be happy just by studying this grammar. It's all useless. It will not help you. It will not save you. You better become a devotee." He started, you know, doing some ISKCON-style preaching to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was very unusual, because usually people didn't dare to challenge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, you know, he was feared by everyone. And here is some Srivas Pandit who was a pandit, but still he, you know, he dared to challenge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in a very special way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stopped. He looked with great gratitude at Srivas Pandit, and he said, "Maybe one day I will become a Vaishnava. By the blessings of Vaishnava like you, maybe it will happen to me too." So basically, it was Srivas Pandit who blessed him initially to become a devotee. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately went to the house of Srivas Pandit, and he was staying there for the whole week in this house of Srivas Pandit. And Srivas Pandit was so heartbroken. He didn't know, he was not one of those five devotees whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told beforehand that he is going to take sannyas. He only told to five people. Nobody else knew. Of course, Shachi Mata, she had an intuition, and Vishnu Priya Devi, she knew that he is going to take sannyas. But Srivas Pandit didn't know that he is going to take sannyas. So usually every day before starting his business, Srivas Pandit would go to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, and he would get his blessings, would meet him, get his darshan, and then would live his life. So on this particular morning, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at night left Navadvip to go to Katwa to take sannyas, Srivas Pandit, he came to Shachimata's house. And he saw Shachimata, and he asked Shachimata, "Where is Nimai Pandit?" And when he asked Shachimata, who was crying, incessantly crying, tears of love and separation, she fainted. And after some time, he started, you know, reviving her, and after some time, sprinkling her with water. After some time, she came to her senses, and she said, "He left house for good." He took sannyas. He's going to take sannyas. He's never coming back. And when Srivaspandit heard this, he fainted. Because she fainted before, now he fainted, and now she's sprinkling water on him. And the pain of separation was so great, he couldn't live in Navadvip. He couldn't stay in Navadvip. He basically, within a few days, he packed all his things, and he and his three brothers, they moved to Kumarhata, because it was too painful. Whenever he would go, he would just be reminded that Nimai Pandit is not here anymore. Therefore, he moved to Kumarhata, and he lived the rest of his life in Kumarhata with his wife, Malini Devi, and his three younger brothers. And and then after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as it is said here, from Kumarhata, he went up the stream of Ganga and went to Shantipur and went to Vidyanagar and Kulyagram, and there he met with Devananda Pandit, and he basically forgave all the offenses which people were begging forgiveness, and he forgave them. But that's the next part of this chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, so I will not go into this part, so I guess I can stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. There is probably no question. Oh, there is? Okay. Yes, please.
Maharaj, what were the Devananda Pandit's offenses that had to be forgiven?
Oh, there is this famous story about Devananda. His offense was against Srivas Pandit. Devananda Pandit was a great scholar of Navadvip and great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he once was reciting in his stall to his students Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srivas Pandit was passing by, and he heard the sounds of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was so so influenced by this that he went in and sat down and started listening. And when Devananda Pandit was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, at one point, Srivas Pandit started rolling on the ground and crying. And all the students of Devananda Pandit, they looked at him with disgust. He's just disturbing our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Who do you think he is? And they took him and they threw him out on the street. And he was very sorry at his heart. He started crying because of, you know, this offense. Not because he was personally offended, but he was sorry for these stupid students and their stupid teacher who was not teaching them properly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it very seriously, personally, this offense against Srivas Pandit.
Thank you, Maharaj, for that really excellent class and explanation. Having heard some of the stories, but just you connecting everything together was very, very enlightening. One comment is, when you were talking about the strategy and how the Navadvipa people actually started seeing who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is and how they felt so proud. I was thinking about Srila Prabhupada going back to India.
That's exactly, exactly Srila Prabhupada. Very nice. He was not recognized in India.
Yes.
But then he became famous in the West. And then he came to India. Exact same. He became the pride of India.
Again, talking about strategy, my question is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before he settled in Puri, he went to South India and did his preaching. Was there some reason, some specific strategy that he was doing that?
It was not a it was a strategy in one sense, because the real reason, according to our acharyas, of his travel to the south was to meet with Ramananda Rai. When he converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, there is this Ramananda Rai, and I heard him before, and I didn't take him seriously. But by meeting with you, I realized what Ramananda Roy was about. And he is the Paramarasika Vaishnava. And you go and meet with him. So the real reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travel to the south was to meet with Ramananda Roy, because Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Devi herself. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is aspiring to develop the same sentiments as Srimati Radharani. And for that, he needs a guru. So Ramananda Roy has become his Shiksha Guru. And that's the main reason why he did this whole travel.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. My question is, you pointed out that Puri temple, or Puri, was the place that recognized the
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
as God.
Yeah, as God.
And this is a place that is a standard pilgrimage spot for Indians all over India, right? Mm-hmm. Why then do we encounter so many Indians who don't know about Lord Chaitanya? It seems so prominent like that.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is definitely quite prominent in India, but now because of this, you know, probably because Michael Jackson is more prominent, or because of the internet's influence. He was definitely very prominent in India due to his travel and due to the influence on Arisa and due to influence of Maharaja Prataparudra, who was a very powerful king at that time, definitely. But, you know, that's the nature. People are forgetful. Every now and then, even Krishna himself says, Sakalineha Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa, because of the influence of time, people forget. But still, this Shadbuj temple is there inside the compound of Jagannath Puri temple. There is a temple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where they worship Shadbuj form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the golden a murti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is installed in the main temple of Jagannath Puri. So it's a very special position. Actually, I read an episode a few years back. Officially, the present king of Puri belongs to Sri Sampradaya. Therefore, on the dome of Jagannath Puri temple, you can see Sri Vaishnava Tilak, the Tilak in Sri Vaishnava style. Before that, the kings of Orissa, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But I think grandfather of the present king, he became Sri Vaishnava. And so one of the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, he came to the king of Orissa, not this king, but the grandfather of the king, who is officially the head of the temple. And he started negotiating with him, and he said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in the compound, is being worshipped. Why don't we install also murti of Ramanuja Acharya there? And the king flatly refused. He said, no way. He said, you know, even if you give me all the wealth of the world or whatever, it will not happen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself. He will be worshipped. Ramanuja Acharya, he is an Acharya, we worship him, but, you know, so let's...
King Prataparudra would recite, do some sadhana before every day's work of reciting the Bhagavatam and Ramayana. I noticed before you give class, you recite some mantra, and I see some of your disciples reciting it with you. What is it? What is that prayer that you're?
It's Yantak Pravishya Mamavachim Mamprasuptam. That's the first verse of Dhruva Maharaj, when Dhruva Maharaj, small boy, met with Vishnu. He wanted to praise him, but he couldn't praise because he was a small boy, quite illiterate. He was more tapasvi than pandit. And then at that point, Vishnu touched his head with the conch shell, and all the knowledge because of this touch appeared in his head, and he started praising the Lord, and he's saying, why am I praising you? Yantah pravishya mamavachim imam prasuptam. You entered inside myself and are going outside as a praise of yours. So the meaning of this mantra, I cannot glorify you. Only if you enter inside myself and enliven me, I will be able to say something worthwhile about you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Ajahn Alambita Bhujo, it's the invocatory verse of Chaitanya Bhagavata about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So what is that verse number?
Fourth canto, ninth chapter, verse number 11, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure, but it's the first verse of the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj. Ajanulambita Bhujo, it's the prayer to Sri Gornitai. First verse of Chaitanya Bhagavata in the Kati verse.
That's the first one he said.
Okay, thank you very much. Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundar, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.